Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 518. I can hear your stare. How are you folks doing? I trust you're well. We have had some really quite the unbelievable electrical storms for the last, more than 72 hours. And it just subsided just, 30 minutes ago. I had all of them, computers, everything were turned off and unplugged because it was just bouncing all around the ranch here. So I'm a little tardy in getting up today's podcast. So my apologies. I hope where you're having a little bit better weather and things are going well. You had a great weekend because it's a Labor Day weekend. Today's Labor Day. So happy Labor Day. This episode of the Moose Podcast is being recorded using Adobe Podcast Beta, still in beta. But it is what not only records my voice, but creates a transcript you'll find there on the website's blog post for this podcast, as well as you'll find there on Amazon, YouTube, Spotify, wherever you decide to listen to your podcasts. Do want to encourage you, as always, though, to reach out if you have questions. I'm here to help any way I can. Spotify, YouTube, both have forms. You can ask questions. We can have a conversation. Because when we have a conversation, not only you get to grow, so do I. And I really like that. So let's talk. Hey, a couple days ago, Kelby1 posted my latest class I created for them. The Prepared Wildlife Photographer. I am really quite appreciative of all the comments I received so far. Some great questions. As the promo says, you see there on the moosepeterson.com, it has some things you might say are super basic, some things that are obvious, and some that are not so obvious. But as Scott said so eloquently, wildlife doesn't wait for you to get your settings. And that's the idea of the whole class. So, hey, check it out over on Kelby1. Links are there at moosepeterson.com at the blog posts. Doodad list, I've added some more items to it. It's there, very bottom right corner of the landing page. You'll have to scroll down. It has all these non-essential kind of photographic things that we need that I get that, in case you're wondering, there are suggestions. Yeah, I'm not going to go so far as say it's ready for Christmas time. Some people were saying that. I've been asked by two people this last week to create a Christmas list. I'm like, man, the football hasn't even started yet. So, no. Hey, this in a couple days, I'll be in Denver at the Mike's photo celebration that's going on. There with my good friend Vincent Versace. Got a class, got photo walks. I'll be just there to answer any questions. Come on by. Love to meet you. Shake your hand. And if you have questions, I would love to be able to help you. So don't hesitate. Don't hesitate, please, to come on by for that. And Photoshop World coming up in a few weeks as well. Fall has just cranked right up there, hasn't it? It is just, we are in the thick of it. And Photoshop World, just great instructors with some great topics, things that we want to all share with you. I have two classes. And it's all about our sharing what we've learned more or less since last year's Photoshop World. It's been going on since 1999. I've been at almost every single one of them. I've only missed one in all those years. So come on by. Let's have a great time. The links are everywhere. Photoshopworld.com if you want to find them. Love to share some more time with you any way we can. That's Photoshop World. Hey, I want to thank my good friends at Bedford, bedfords.com, for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. They are the home of all the new stuff, gear, doodads, stuff that comes out that we depend on. They've got their PhotoCon at OKC coming up end of October. They got, a whole great lineup of speakers. They got all the manufacturers going to be there. They got the trade show. They even have a photo contest going this time. And it's just typical Bedfords. All they do to help us photographers move our photography forward. They've got, all Nikon, including their Nikon's trade-ups to the Z5 II is going on right now. It's good till sometime in October. They've got lighting gear. They've got all the manufacturers. They have used gear. They have classes. I mean, they've got it all. You can find it in their 7 stores, on their website, if you give them a phone call. And remember, whatever you do, when you go to check out, make sure you use the old discount code MOOSE. See the extra 5% after you check out. And thank them for sponsoring the Moose Podcast, because let me tell you, I thank them for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. Anybody who has a beagle knows the old saying, I can hear your stare. Now, I'm sure other dog species do it as well, but beagles are notorious and really dogged at just sitting or laying there and staring, not saying a word, not blinking, just staring until they get what they think they need. It's really like, wow, it's penetrating. And just like this morning, I'm waiting till the last, thunderhead went by. I'm watching the radar. And then it's really early, so sneaking off to the office. And I'm getting ready to sit down and record the podcast. And there's Maggie sitting there just staring at me. Not saying a word, but I can hear her stare. And it's not a new occurrence. Well, the old saying, I can hear your stare, kind of really, got me thinking about my photography. Had a number of Zoom phone calls this past week. Last week was quite a trying week in the office, and having this 30-minute phone call and meeting some new people, and they want to get to meet me, and having this conversation and explaining things I thought really well, and I thought I was, from what I was hearing back and what I was seeing on their faces, I had this like, oh, good. This is going to be, 30 minutes. We're going to just jump right into this. And it's not going to be lag time. We're already ahead, meeting each other. I'm getting nodded heads. I'm getting real qualified responses, like they're hearing me. It's like, oh, this is success. We're communicating what photography is all about. And then I get the follow-up email, and it's like I never said a single word. It's like they never made a single response. It's like we never had the Zoom call. And all I could think of is, man, I can hear your stare, as if no response. Ever had that when you have a photograph you put out there? And it's like you've put everything you can think of into this photograph. Your heart, your soul, your best techniques. It's tack sharp, great color, gorgeous exposure. It's reaching heartstrings. Well, at least one, yours. And you put it out there, and crickets. Crickets. At least for me, it makes me wonder, what didn't happen? Why can I hear the stare? Why is it that this photograph, which really draws me in, isn't speaking to others? Now, when it comes to social media, there are a number of possibilities. One is simply you're being outshouted. I'm being outshouted. I can't even with my photograph break through the crowd. And that's truly an issue, right? Because there's a lot of noise out there. Two, it's possible my photograph isn't getting through the algorithms. It's just not, for whatever reason, what's going on that moment, I'm not even making a ripple in the pond. Then there's three. Number three, hate to think about number three, but number three is the photograph. It's just not worthy. That's the hard one to sit there and to really intake. What is it about number three that's happening? Now, if you post on Instagram, and depending on all the little things that you can have turned on or turned off, or your number of followers and all the rest of that, blah, blah, blah. When you look at the light table view of your posts, you'll see a little number in the corner, the number of views. I look at those views and then I look at the number of likes or loves, however it works. And I look at the percentage, and then there's a little, depending again, what you've got signed up for, you actually can see a graph. And the graph will show you very simply what your numbers are at, how it got there, the percentage. And me being me, I look at that stuff and I go, all right. So I'm going to look, for example, I posted a picture last Thursday of moose. And I look at, you know, it has 5,000 views and 150 likes. And I look at that photograph and I say, okay, it gets people to stop and view it, but not to like or love it. And I think about it. I look, I go, okay, why do they stop? It's a big moose. Why don't they love it? It's kind of busy. If that's the case, why did I select that photograph? And that's when I can hear the stare. Because as I look at that, it's a photograph that what? Meant something to me, means something to me. There is a story there. But in the little thumbnail size that most people see on the phone, it's not grabbing people's attention. Now, I look at the graph. I can see where within the first 24 hours, that particular photograph just went spiking straight up. And then it went flat. Why is that? Why is that? So then the photograph itself kind of does the first thing I want to do. It grabs folks' attention, but it's not grabbing heartstrings. It's not getting them to engage with the very limited text that I've put there. So then I sit there and think about, man, why can I hear their stare? It's a way of looking at your photographs, perhaps with a broader view in mind. That's what I keep trying to, you know, even at this point in time, trying to figure out the best way that I can reach out with my photography, with the time I put in to be social, to reach the greatest number of folks. I have a very simple thing that I've been part of my photography since the beginning, and it's just that I simply want to make a mark. I want to make a difference for our wild heritage. And in that process, trying everything possible to reach out and to touch people, I got to hear the stare. I got to understand why I don't make someone engage as much as when I do make someone engage. All I have to do is put up something red. That's all any of us have to do is put up something red. Let's just say sunrise, a sunset. And all of a sudden you'll get all the folks you can possibly imagine looking at photograph, and the vast majority is percentage-wise saying they like or love it. That's just human nature. And that's a real cheap trick. You know, if it's a quote unquote ratings week, just post a bunch of red stuff, you know, a red boat, red balloon, red sunrise, red sunset, red leaves from fall. You'll get all these likes and loves that you want. But what about the rest of the time? That's truly the challenge. And I wish I had the perfect answer. You know, I did that 30-minute Zoom phone call, and boy, I thought we connected. I thought I laid out my side of the project pretty succinctly. I mean, I followed my notes. I took notes, but I noticed they didn't take notes. And one person was really kind of quiet. The other one was doing most of the talking. And I had Sharon listen in. I always like to have her listen in just to, because like when you go to the doctor, everything that gets said or you say doesn't always get recorded because you're in the heat of the moment talking. You know, when you're being creative, a lot of things might resonate that don't stick. And she thought, I presented everything eloquently that I was going to. And so we're both really disappointed with the outcome. I hate that when it's a photograph. Now, there are some images that are like a no-brainer. Example, a few weeks ago, the photograph of the C-49J coming through the, you know, with the big stormy clouds behind it, kind of went viral. It was like a no-brainer. There was dramatic light, single plane coming at you, engaging. What about the rest of them, though? And that's self-analytics of your images is so important in growing. So important every time you go out, because every time you take a click, I wish it would happen, but not every time. We're not going to have that kind of a moment in the viewfinder. We're going to have the moments like you and I know about, you know, just some of the basic shots, and you see those being posted and you go, oh, I wouldn't post a picture like that, even though we know we took that kind of shot. Well, how do you get to the point where you go, ooh, I'm not going to take that picture and post it? Where do you get to that spot? And then when you get to the point where you've been posting for years and years and years and years, all of a sudden you post a picture and the response to it is, ooh, like, why'd you post that picture? At least for me, it sets me back because I can hear the stare. I want to be able to engage folks. Just like the beginning of the podcast, I said, hey, you got questions, let's talk. Same thing with my photographs. I want to engage. I want to reach out. I want that photograph to reach out and grab. To reach my simple goals, that's the first big step, is to engage and then move forward with a conversation. So what's the point of this rambling of this podcast? If you feel the same way, I just want you to know you're not alone. There are, I hate to say it, way too many times where it seems with my photograph, I'm the only one communicating. And as I was brought up, it takes two to communicate. It could be a challenge. I really hate it when I can hear your stare. You folks have an absolute marvelous week. Hey, football starts Wednesday. Here we go. It's fall. It's going to be a good one. You guys take care. And remember to make every click your story.